Welcome to Slow Jams with Hester, episode 2.
Dose.
It's been a couple weeks. I don't know if I like this 2 week thing, but
it's been a minute, man. It's too fast.
I like doing this, but anyways, you got Spangler Branch, Max,
and you got Slow Jams with Hester.
And then we got the main man himself.
All day long, he cried.
The legend.
Fresh off of getting his neck cut on.
Yeah, I did get stick up for a minute there. That's the dog on the show.
We'll be, we're glad you're back. And we're excited to get this episode 2 started. So, we never tell you what we're going to talk about because we really don't know what we're going to talk about. We just start playing the slow jams and let it go. So,
that's pretty much how it comes out.
Yeah. Real quick, how'd your interview at Travelocity go?
Hey, it was they welcomed me with open arms, you know. Of course, the only thing about it, I had to pay for my meal. They told me that was supposed to be taken care of by my sponsor, but you know, when I got back here, I don't know what happened. Everybody was like, "Hey, listen,
you didn't have a per diem."
Listen, EBT cards was out of the question.
Right.
They wanted to go take it. You know, I'm like, "Hey, this ain't gonna work. Nah, you need to go somewhere else with that." But other than that, I ended up getting a sack, so I was
right.
Good.
So, but you didn't get the job.
Sack. No, I didn't. They went ahead and took somebody else.
They thought, why, they said you was too short for the job or what?
No, what it was that the guy before me, apparently, I guess he, you know, was a little bit more better than I was.
More experienced than being a gnome.
he got the position. So I have to keep trying though. But
we got somewhere for you to go this week. I think you're gonna like it.
Uh-oh. Are we sure?
I think you're gonna like
it.
Because
this last one, man, down in Atlanta, I'm gonna tell you that wasn't even right, man.
Dang.
Right at all.
Well, you were in Texas this past week, so you're all you're so jacked up you don't even know what's going on.
Texas, then Atlanta, however.
Maybe your anesthesiologist got you jacked up.
She did jack my nerves, but we won't talk about that.
All right. Anyways, welcome to episode 2, Slow Jams with Hester. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back.
That's what I'm talking about.
Slow Jams with Hester.
Yes, sir.
What we got going here?
Hey, we coming here quick, coming. W1010SJWH. We talking about Slow Jams with Hester. And who's all in my corner? Let me hear holler those Spanky. I got old Max over there, and I got Big Brad to the left.
Yo.
What's going on, fellas? We out here today.
What we jamming to here?
We jamming with the OJs, talking about that old Backstabbers. Because you know everybody run into them every now and then. Won't say when, but it happens. And I'm going to tell you, when it happens, this is what
they do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you work with them.
You sure do, man. And they smile all day, too.
In the same room.
Just look at you, just be smiling. Huh? Shit, somebody give that man a drink. All day. Want to take your place. I don't think anybody's trying to take nobody's place, so. A lot of you fellas. You got somebody, Max? What about you, Brand? You got somebody?
Yeah.
Who you got?
My wife.
Oh, what you got, Spanky?
He's got a person.
He got somebody?
What are you talking about?
Oh. Some of them what now? Who's looking real shady? Tell me, Max. And they fist. And I don't think they're going to miss all they Spanky. Tell me about it.
They do.
Yeah. They smile in your face.
All day.
Now, you want to talk about who do I have, right?
Yeah. Who
right,
do you have,
you know
man.
Who I have.
Yeah, I do. Right. I do. You're a lucky man. I'm going to give it to you.
And you really know who I have because just like we talked about in episode 1 where you sent her a half-page love letter for her birthday.
Deep inside love.
Inside, listen, outside, man, inside.
I was just saying happy birthday. This is the most innocent thing.
Deep inside love. You know, I mean, start off innocent.
When you say that, you type happy birthday.
Right.
Just leave it at that. Right, you were like a half page deep in this thing. So it is. After we had our discussion,
right?
I figured that we kind of had settled all that. But then I'm driving in the car on 4th of July, and I look over, and Jen's just banging away, texting on her phone. And I said, who you text? Who's texting?
Whoa.
She goes, oh, Hester.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I came up again.
Came up again.
Whoa. Can't stay away, huh?
I said, well, what's Hester want, you know? Because you had just had surgery.
And, yeah, I did. Right? I went and got cut up for a minute.
And, he's just wishing me a happy 4th of July.
Yeah, I sent that out to everybody. You know, hey, listen,
I didn't
it's
get
the
4th
of July.
I didn't get one. I'm checking it out.
Okay, listen, it got sent to everybody that was on Independence Day. So I just figured I'd just set that on out there for everybody, you know. And if you didn't get one, that means you wasn't watching your page.
It kind of amazed me how no males got that
zero.
Got that message.
Said love.
Oh, what y'all saying? Zada. Only ladies got it?
Only the ladies.
I'm probably saying the same thing Rebecca told me.
Only the lady.
She was texting me updates about your surgery.
Hey,
what they do?
That's the name of that song. What they do?
Smile in your face.
He said, what they do? All day he cried.
Because Rebecca told me that you was flirting with all the nurses.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, you know, see, you only heard half the conversation. Now, I'm the one, mind you, I'm the one in there landing that gown.
You were all drugged up. We talked to you on the phone, and you was high as a kite. You don't even remember talking to us.
That's my point. Cajun point.
Yeah.
I must be heavenly.
Cajun point.
Let me see if I can pronounce this. I must have been heavenly sedated.
Heavenly?
Heavenly sedated?
Heavenly sedated.
Heavenly.
Well, you know.
Okay. Can I say heavenly?
Cajun point. Cajun point.
He ain't gonna get it right, huh?
Heavenly sedated.
Here you go right here.
Right.
Damn.
That's like, we need to have like a word of the episode, right? Or
today's word is
Hester's phrase of the week.
Okay.
Right?
Cajun point.
Cajun point.
What is Cajun point?
No, well, let's talk about David Bowie first.
Oh, boy.
Can we get that out of the way?
No.
What's Cajun point?
I need to know about Cajun point. First.
You want to know my definition?
Yeah.
Cajun point.
Okay.
Meaning what?
I don't know.
That's why we're asking you.
Okay, well, who wrote it on the board?
Is the point Cajun?
Is the point Cajun?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the point? I ain't gonna be the rabbit on this one right here. Somebody not work with me. Come on, Max, help me out here, Mr. Educator.
Yeah, you know, it's a Cajun point.
Huh?
I mean,
you're the only one here that got a master's degree in English literature.
You want to know?
I wrote the book, but you're the one reading.
We want to know if it's Cajun point. Or if it's Cajun point.
I think it's Cajun.
Cajun.
Yeah. What you
said. Does that make sense? That is definitely.
Okay.
We have to make that a t-shirt.
Okay,
that's right. Cool then. Cajun that's point. Not special ed. I got it right.
Cool.
We got it right?
Yes. It's yours.
Hey, did we get it right this time?
I got it right for the slogan.
I'm going to throw it on out there this time.
Cajun
point.
He did well.
Nice day.
Huh? So,
Cajun point.
Absolutely. What are we going to roll into?
I'm saying that from now on.
I tell you what, let's get ready to roll into McFarlane and Whitehead. Ain't no stopping us now.
What they do?
All day.
Smile in your face.
And want to take Spanky's place.
Oh.
Ooh, he threw it out there again, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He's a sneaky little dude. Ooh,
right boy. Underneath.
J5, man.
Smiling while you doing
suck
it.
Suck that all up.
What we got? No, I ain't fist bumping you.
I got you, man.
Okay, here we go. I know what. I'm going to sit right here.
Ain't no stopping us now.
I'm sorry. Spank, I'm sorry. We on the roof right now, man. You started it. I'm just gonna finish it.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna do the boggle head. You ever see the boggle head with a wig on? Get your camera out and boggle this head, man.
With a wig on.
Right, all day long. Watch this. There's been so many things that held us down. What's he saying?
But now it looks like things
are finally coming around. Yes!
I know
we got a long, long way to go. Where we going?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Nothing hold us back. We're gonna do what? And we're gonna do what? Yeah, we are. All day, Spank. Come on, man. You ain't giving no claps over here, man. You gonna hold me out like old dragon. Oh, onion skin.
You gotta read between the lines, man. What's the first song called?
First tone on what?
Backstabbing.
Backstabbing, right? What's the second song called?
Shit, ain't no stopping us now.
Ain't no stopping us now.
So, I think what Hester's trying to say, it's
like, hey,
you can't stop him now.
To every word I say. I'll be a Martin
Lawrence. He said he's on the move already.
I'm on the move, right.
It's going to happen regardless.
Listen to what he's saying.
Hester's going to jack Ramby back out of the facility.
Come on, man. I'm going to be good. No, man. It can't happen like that.
There ain't no stopping you now, right?
No,
except
ain't no stopping.
Except for one thing. What's you got that? Your image going on, right?
Yeah, I do.
You got your shirt.
My shirt.
J5,
the glasses.
Jimi Hendrix headband.
Exactly.
But from what I understand,
until my hair is right, man.
We got one person to thank for this image.
We got one person to say, we can discuss that. Well, there's more than just one person.
I think there's one person.
It was my baby girl. I'm going to put her name on out there.
Right.
Baby girl, Sherelle, you listening to your dad? Well, okay, I'm going to explain something to you real quick, darling.
I heard that she is the one that came up with this whole ensemble, so she's the one that gives credit for the cooler.
Okay,
is that true?
The cooler is a good name, right. I'll give that to her on that tip. So her and I was having a discussion about an afro, and prior a week before that, I had mentioned to you that I needed to come with the character for Slow Jam for Hester, right? So what she did, she got on her phone and she got to searching, and she found the J5,
right?
Put the order in and everything.
See, I call that the Jimmy. You look more like Jimmy than
Jimmy Hendrix.
Yeah.
This is a J5.
That's
J5. It's top of the line.
So you just proved my point. So Sherelle's the one that everybody has to thank for you being a character.
Well, you hearing that, baby girl? We're going to go ahead and give cahoots to my daughter, Sherelle.
So you need to give her half your check.
No, that ain't going to work like that. Nah.
Why not?
Now, listen. She can have a coconut smile. And we're going to call it a day.
Coke and a smile.
She love to drink soda.
Man, he's getting on here.
Hey, listen, ain't no stopping in me now, right now, because I'm on the move, man. Listen, where we going to go from here? I think we need to run it up a little bit, man. What do you think?
What you mean, run it up?
Run it up some more. I got ready to run it
up. Really going
to
run it up.
Run it up big time?
Yeah.
Say it a little loud. I can hear you. Go on, run it up. You know what? Thank you for being a friend. Okay. Here we go right here. I knew that was coming. We can't even dodge that one out. Yeah. Let's get your shots in. Shit, this is my show, Maud.
This is not Maud.
This is the Golden Girls. Damn, man. I'm sorry. I have Maud on my mind, man. Well, you know, she's my girl anyway.
B. Arthur played Maud.
Right? Yeah.
So
we talked about her earlier.
So what did we establish earlier? Is you got like the freakadeeks for B. Arthur.
B. Arthur? B. Arthur is what?
I said she was a sexy woman.
Yes.
And I said she was tall.
B. Arthur. Yes. I like that clear.
Tall women.
No. Can you say exactly what you said? Before that, after that.
Word, did you write it down? I can't repeat exactly what I said.
You just wish she'd hold your hand or something?
I just wish she would just look up at me. That's when I was a kid.
You said she was a kid. She would hold
my hand when I was looking. Yeah, we were. Hey, what did I say? We were going to walk anywhere? I can't recall about the bottom of who's going to walk anywhere or anything.
Not growing up, but I mean, back when it was Bo Derek.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson,
Farrah Fawcett, Heather Locklear, go on and on.
Okay,
B. Arthur is like one half of a.
I really want a poster of B. Arthur in my room.
She's like one half of a chromosome away from being a dude.
Yes.
Oh, no, man.
And you're wanting to.
No.
Like,
no.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. You're exactly right. Listen.
Hey, listen. You go. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
The four chicks on Golden Girls.
Yes.
You're telling me out of the four chicks on Golden Girls.
And I picked Maud.
The number one chick you're going to pick.
It was more.
It's gonna be.
See, I say Betty. BR.
He said Betty.
I like
he
Betty.
Said Miss Betty White, the oldest.
I'm talking about as they look and as they appear on the Golden Girls.
But see, you
gotta, go with Blanche.
But you gotta look at
more of a Blanche.
No, but listen,
because Blanche is the freak, right?
Yeah, she's the one. Yeah, she's the one that wants to give up on the draws all the time, real quick.
What is it with you and tall women, man?
Tall women is just something about them, man. It's just like, hey, when you're a short guy, sometimes it's good to be looked down upon.
Well, you always look down upon.
You know, they look at the top of the head first, right?
Everybody looks down upon you.
Okay,
where we going?
Okay, listen, okay, down upon me. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Here we go. We're gonna break it down with some more Stephanie Mills. Came into his life. A stranger. Captured my heart, he did. Yeah. Now I've got to face what? Danger. What's the face? He's facing the danger, man. They talking about Teddy P. I'm gonna tell you right here. And then I said what? On my own.
Teddy P.
All alone. That's my boy. You hear him crying to it? Yeah. Tried to fake it, but it didn't work. Now the truth is where? That's why they came out with.
You keep texting my girl, you're gonna be all alone.
Oh, man, I see you bring that back again. See? Hey, let it go, man. I'm letting it go.
All right, man, there's two things you don't ever mess with a man. It's money
his
and
food
his
food.
Wife.
No, it's his money and his food. No.
Who gives shit? Who gives shit about food? You don't mess with his money and his what?
And his girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got you, man. But I don't think that's the issue, though, man. I mean, you know, we passed that point. We done moved on, right? We done moved on to two things. Shit, backstabbers. What was the second one?
Ain't no stopping us now.
Ain't no stopping us now. And what is this one right here? Two hearts.
I'm getting ready to play Backdoor Man here in a minute.
Oh, no. No, everybody know I ain't on that sheet of music.
Hey,
yeah, I ain't on that sheet of music. I ain't on that sheet of music. We still good on that and everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I just wanted to double check on that.
So, are you going to slow jams this song up? Because you really haven't done anything with it.
I've been listening to it a whole lot. I tell you what, let's go ahead and switch on, man. We're going to go with though Sam Cooke over here, right? You know? We're going to go and bump it up, Mr. DJ, to Sam Cooke. Yes, sir. We having a party. Hey, everybody need to listen to this one right here, right? I'm going to tell you one time.
We're having a party.
There you go. What are we doing?
Dancing to the music.
And who's it being played by?
Played by the DJ.
And what is it on?
On the radio.
And tell me, what? Max, listen to me.
The Cokes are in the icebox.
And where is the popcorn?
Popcorn's on the table.
Come on, Frankie, man. You and who? You and
my baby.
There you go. And where y'all at, Frankie?
We're out here on the
Mr. DJ, there we go.
Keep those
records playing. Hear what he's saying? Such a good time dancing with my baby. Now here we go. Listen to me, Max.
Everybody's swinging.
And what's she doing over there?
Sally's doing that twist now.
And what's his name? I think it's Branch. He got. Branch got a few for who?
Got a few for you.
And he gonna play that one dumbass song too. Watch.
What dumbass song?
Soul Twist. Play that one called. And then Max gonna say. Mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's best deals.
Right. So, Mr. DJ, keep those. Cause we're what? Such a good time dancing with my baby. Yeah, that's a good one right there, y'all, isn't it? We all swinging. Listen to the music. Yeah, come on, y'all. Y'all just slacked up and got quiet. Y'all getting sleepy or something?
I just don't know what to say.
All right, come on, man. Everybody singing.
We let you take the road.
Yeah.
That's all
that is. Listen to the music. Yeah. On the radio, tell me one more time. That's a good tune right there, man. Yes. Okay, I'm going to blend in on that, right? You know what's next on that one, don't you? So that was Sam Cooke.
Well, So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break real quick.
Okay,
right?
Then that's
and
cool.
We'll come right back with some more slow jams with Hester.
Everybody got thirsty.
All right, welcome back to Slow Jams with Hester.
Yeah, welcome
Episode
back.
2.
Yes, indeed.
What are we getting ready to do here?
Yeah, we're getting ready to split off into some old heavy stuff right quick, right? So listen, this is going to blend in. I got my boy sitting to me to over my left, Branch. Branch getting ready to tell us a big story, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah,
I'm
going
to tell
yeah.
you, as soon as you even think about it, so this is what it's going to be like. When you went to the what now all day long, here while I'm sitting here clowning around. Hey, here what, we go, Branch.
What are we calling this?
Peanut butter.
Yeah. That's the name of the song. Okay, so send the truck, Jethro, if you take this. So one of the things that we talked about, in episode 1, right, on Slow Jams with Hester was
yeah.
we were going to have a food critic segment.
Exactly.
And we were going to call it what?
Biscuits with brains.
Yeah.
All day, man. I had to get that.
We're going
to
call it the peanut butter.
Hey, I'm right. sorry I like that for you.
So here.
I didn't write that part down.
I don't know if it would have mattered. But here, you being Slow Jams with Hester.
All day,
why don't
sir.
You roll us into.
Go ahead and do your thing, man.
I'm going to go like this. Right. Okay. This was brains.
Yep. Yep.
Sierra with me. When you got some what? When you got some peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Nothing but a sandwich. Right, man. You always talking about eating something with every now and then.
I don't even like peanut butter.
Every time we go somewhere. Listen, the last scene we was on, we was out doing a little business. First thing, we all got outside. This is what I heard come out of your mouth.
What?
It was like, man, y'all hungry? All day long. That was all we heard. Hungry. I looked at Branch and I started laughing. I said, damn, Branch, are you serious, man? He said, yeah, man, it's time for us to go get something to eat. Right? So this is why we having this segment right here on this tip, because we all love to eat, but just for some strange reason, here we go.
That's the first order of business when we're out.
Oh, yeah.
What do we eat for
lunch? We've been to many places.
That's the menu.
We go to a lot of different restaurants throughout the week. No?
Right. Now, there's a few out there that, you know, some is out there and just some is out there,
yeah,
right?
Some,
so
yeah,
we gonna leave it like that, right? we ain't gonna contribute too much, but, you know, you got good things and you got bad things.
Right.
But here you go.
I love the places we go, our usual spots, you know, it's good. Blueberry Hill, you know.
He likes the expensive spots.
Oh,
that
ain't expensive.
Come on, man. Listen. Anytime, friends want to go
off with us, and I mean, it's good eating, right?
Okay, listen. You gotta come out of your pocket with a serious Jackson. Who's on the Jackson? $20 bill. Okay, he don't know his dead president.
You just said Jackson. You said Blue Brother Jackson.
Jackson.
You just answered the question.
I should have said who's on the 20.
So here's what. Why don't we do this?
Okay, this
Since
is good.
This segment is called what?
Biscuit with Brand.
Okay, well, why don't we let Brand
okay,
get more than like 3 words in?
Go ahead,
so
man,
he can do the biscuits with Brent Sack.
Oh no, I might have to figure out what a Jackson is. Like, who's on the Jackson?
The 20? Jackson. Yes.
I think a 20 is on the Jackson.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. It just came out wrong.
It's Michael.
You know?
But anyways,
hooked on fine.
I got only one critic this week. We went,
he snuck one in over.
We went to McDonald's, right, yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
And, I mean,
who's
for the most
idea
part, whose idea was it?
Yeah, I want whose idea
it was. It was my idea.
Okay, wow.
It was me. It was my idea.
Meaty.
We ain't gonna say which McDonald's it was, but man.
They did not come with the quickness.
No, they did not. You were waiting 35 minutes for your meal.
Not only did not come with the quickness, but we was told that the courtesy, when it comes to our profession, we supposed to get taken care of. Did that happen? Did that happen?
No.
They
attempted with a little bit of service.
Man, a whole little bunch bit. Of, yeah, it but, did. But, you know, sometimes you got to do, sometimes you don't, right? So we still grateful for that. But thanks a lot, Meatloaf. Go ahead, man.
Well, since you just said something like that, we just gonna run right into it. So
let's go.
This was experience about McDonald's. Wasn't that? It was pretty bad, but this story is really about Maximilian over here.
Every time.
Come on, S. Just help me out.
I'm gonna help you, man.
How many
Don't
times
worry.
Have you been with Max somewhere? You too, Spain. How many times have you been with Max at a restaurant?
Well, I'm gonna tell you right.
And
his food ain't gonna be right.
Max can order black coffee and get it.
all day long, boy.
Glass of water. Like the water Max, is too watery.
Like Max would go to the restaurant and say, I just want, this was about McDonald's last time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was McDonald's last time.
I want a hamburger
time,
with just the meat.
Just the meat.
Right?
He tried.
And it shut McDonald's down.
Close.
They had no idea what to do with it.
They somebody went and got the menu. Wait a minute, what's he talking? I mean, the menu. Where's that at on the menu?
The menu.
Oh, I didn't miss it.
No matter where we go, Max is going to be pissed off.
Buyer's remorse.
About the food he buys when he look at your food.
He sure is.
But he's got this way about it, because what he always does is he gets his food.
And then he
can. And you can tell that he's pissed off when somebody else's
right.
food. He'll eat 3/4 of his meal. The waitress will come and say, hey, how was your meal? And he'll say, oh,
it's horrible.
Yeah. And then she'll take it back and he'll order what you ordered. So he gets two meals. I mean, he works the system.
With it.
Right. Getting full for cheap.
The sampler.
Yeah. All day, boy. Then he throws his hands back. I'm done. I'm done. You know, his hamburger didn't look like mine. You know what I'm saying? They gave me a big old giant hamburger, and then when Max got his, they came over there with this little small little burger with his big hands. When he went to go grab it,
oh yeah,
that didn't fill you up neither.
No.
Where was we at when we was on that? That was a special occasion when we was there, when you got that sandwich.
That was Charlie Brown.
Because I think your first place was you had ordered the fish. Was it the fish you
patties.
Had?
Oh,
salmon yeah.
Patties.
Salmon patties.
Salmon
patties.
The special.
He ordered two White Castles is what he had. That's what he ended up with. Two small White Castles.
Hey, that's for the record.
I like
Charlie Brown's.
Charlie
awesome.
Brown's is
the one.
Charlie Brown's for Main sure. Street Speedway.
Yes, indeed.
World famous. And it is.
And it is very well, because we had the opportunity to get a picture of the lady that makes the quilts for the winners of the race.
Correct.
Yes, yeah. I can't recall her name, but she was sweet, but I did get a photograph with her.
Right.
And a section of the newspaper that she was in.
I bet she got your name.
Yeah. I introduced myself, I normally do, man.
Well, you did. Well, that's another thing, too. Yeah, last night we ate with some complete stranger.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting at our table.
Yeah, and to find out, talk to this gentleman's name. His name was Alfred. I'm going to put it out there.
Yep.
And his occupation, he was an employee with the Indianapolis Orchestra.
Oh.
Yep. Good dude, though. Yep. That was cool, yeah. Yep.
What was his name?
It was Alfred.
Alfred.
Alfred. Yes, sir.
Or Alfred.
Alfred. Alfred. I don't want to mispronounce the man's name, but he was on
that. I think he may have already done that.
Yeah, so we done on that deal.
So, all right, so that was a successful first episode of
Biscuits with Brands.
Biscuits with Brands.
And Slow Jams with Hester. Right. Yes, peanut indeed. Peanut butter all day long.
What are we going to roll into next?
Let's go ahead with the Ingram, man. We're going to go and do that on up here, right? Y'all gonna be there.
Uh-oh.
Listen to me. Here we go right here now.
What is this song about?
What the song about? Y'all gonna be there?
What is y'all gonna
okay.
be there?
Okay, when you leave work, where are you headed to?
Your home.
Okay, y'all gonna be there, right? When you wake up in the morning, you go to work, where you
like
headed to?
Same, I'm a
song, I'm a Namamaku song. That's a song. Hey, that's a song.
Namamaku
song. Yeah.
So y'all gonna be there? Okay.
Y'all gonna be right. there. Yeah. It's like a birthday party. Y'all gonna be there. Okay.
Y'all gonna be there.
You going to the game? Y'all gonna be there. Right.
Is this where you get to like the Cajun point?
Cajun
point.
Oh, we back
David
on that
boy.
Stuff.
Boy.
Okay.
I get it.
Let's throw out special ed to get everything out.
Well, is this like your backdoor man? Is this like when I'm headed to Jen's house, you're going to be there? When I'm going to eat lunch with Jen, you're going to be there?
I'm like, hey, what's the name of that? What's the name of that driver? When you take somebody their food?
DoorDash.
I'm gonna be that DoorDash guy. Right?
Come on.
He gonna open up the door and be like, he gonna say, there's Nate. I'm like, hey, man, what's up, man?
Told y'all
Hester's
be
not doing grub hugs.
Y'all don't see that?
Hester's doing the chub hugs. Spread the seeds. feed throughout the city. That's their motto.
Oh, man. Chub Hub. That's terrible, man.
Owner and CEO. Nate Hester.
Oh,
hey, that's a t-shirt. That's a t-shirt.
Yes.
Chub Hub.
Terrible, man. I can't wait for losing, oh, y'all.
We need to figure that out, right? So, I'm going to be there.
Oh. Okay.
And you know who else is going to be there?
Who else?
You know who else said that?
Who?
Max's sweeper to the front yard.
Oh, I sure did, man. Yes. Ooh, you did, man.
I did.
You did. Hey, yep. I tell you what.
Mr. Nate, do not make the drones.
What happened?
I don't fly very well. Well, let's just say that.
Look, I've been there, right?
Yeah.
Where you're sitting there and you just want to relax.
I solved the problem.
And all of a sudden, your significant other starts doing housework.
Housework.
Right.
And you get guilted in to feel like you got it, and you really don't want to get up and do it.
Nope.
Right.
But
you got to do it, man.
And then somebody mumbles something, and you guys accidentally hear it.
And then, boy,
you know what happens?
She gets a new sweeper out of it.
Take care of it. She gets a brand new sweeper.
And listen, I think we need to blend that
Walmart,
in.
Walmart, you're going to be there.
Yes, I'm going to be there.
Boy, y'all old.
I'm youngin' of the group. I just want to know, what year did they turn the phrase sweeper to vacuum cleaner?
From vacuum to sweeper.
From vacuum to sweeper.
Sweeper to vacuum. So sweeper first.
That's a good question. So if anybody out there, don't tell them to call us, Hester.
It's not the budget.
We still don't have a phone. But if anybody out there wants to tell us when they changed vacuum to sweeper, we got an Instagram account called Slow Jams with Hester.
All day.
And we're on Twitter. It's at Hester Slow. I did confirm that, by the way.
Okay.
At Hester Slow.
Slow. And that's right? Real slow.
Right?
Right? Somebody help me out here now, right? Not special ed, but Hester Slow.
Hester Slow. Oh, man. Which ties us in.
To bam.
To.
Oh, he came out with
the Olympic theme song. The Olympic theme song.
Y'all supposed to stand up like everybody.
You got a podium. You're
supposed to stand up and face the flag. All right, don't leave me standing right here. Everybody's walking and carrying on.
Oh, man.
So,
who's going to hold my hand?
So you tell us the story yesterday.
Yeah.
About what? What'd you tell us yesterday?
The story that I led off with yesterday was that I was sharing with you guys that I swam, okay, for the Special Olympics.
No, you didn't say for.
It was, well, I don't know how it was. It was so many years ago, so it kind of sounded like it was a conflicting story, okay?
It wasn't too conflicting.
That wasn't the problem.
You said that you were in the Special Olympics. You were an athlete in the Special Olympics.
See, I don't recall athlete. You know what I'm saying? Only thing I can remember is that I swam, right?
In the Special Olympics.
In the Special Olympics.
That's what you told us.
And then it went from that to me explaining about me having a special ed class, okay? And Lord knows, y'all just took that to another divine.
Or no, no,
there was
no,
like, hey,
I just
because I needed it in chemistry, and chemistry sucked as man. I'm going to tell you that.
We're not talking
when you
about
walked
that.
Out to the pool, did everybody gasp when they saw you in your speedos? Oh my God! Did the crowd go silent when you stood up on that diving platform?
This was back in 1970. What?
And what hit the water? 1977. What hit the water first?
Well, I tell you.
Did you have the J5?
Let's
just be on the record.
I had a thing.
Hey, let's just be upfront and honest on the record.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing but respect for Special Olympics.
Absolutely.
And what they do and how they give those kids and those young adults, you know, the opportunities they do. Every time I watch it, it always brings a tear to my eye because
everybody's a winner.
Right, I get so excited for those guys and girls out there because, you know, it's cool that they deserve to have that. But
exactly.
I just didn't want Hester taking advantage of it.
When your coworker, when your coworker tells you that they participated in the Special Olympics, it kind of makes you do a double take.
Yes.
Oh, that was more than a double take. Okay, man. Now, man.
That was crazy.
All right. We're going to have to switch up on that time.
Where we going
okay.
with that?
Okay, go slow jam. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and do that one-on-one. Okay, that one-on-one. Daryl Hall and John, I know, it's coming to you right with the quick decision. Slow jams with Hester, because see, I tell you what, y'all been sticking. I'm tired of playing on the team, girl. I don't get time out anymore, okay? So listen to it, right? What a crazy face to face. So what? I can't even score.
Damn.
Right? So.
Score what?
Listen. He hits a one-on-one.
That's it right there. One-on-one, man. Y'all been sticking at me. There you go.
This come out?
This came out in 1970, baby. I want to say 76, 77.
Yeah.
On one. I don't want to play those games no more. Y'all heard what I said. Ain't that right, Frankie?
This is what you said the day before you had surgery.
Yeah. Well, they cut me all up. And then you guys said y'all called me on a Friday. I'm waiting to hear that phone call.
Yeah, but
call.
The day before you had surgery.
The day before I had surgery was on a Wednesday. But
right.
No, it was a Tuesday. I had surgery on a Wednesday.
Right, but so Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Did you have a little one-on-one time?
Yeah, dude, what was it about? You got to refresh my memory. Oh, yeah! We talking about...
It must not have been that good.
No, it was a... Hey,
you text me something about dropping a bomb.
The bomb got dropped on Hiroshima.
It was an out-of-mind experience.
That's it was a blown, sucked out of body out of me. Experience.
Shove up, deliver again.
Yeah!
That was the start of Chubba. That was his first day in existence.
Hey, touche on that one, okay? Then what we listening to? 101, right?
101.
All day he cried.
Hall & Oates.
Slow jams with Hester coming
to you. Tell us about your surgery, man. Tell us about your surgery.
Okay, very interesting surgery it was. I was nervous, stressed out. Went in, blood pressure high as normal. Then these women had the nerve to tell me they couldn't find no vein. Okay, they sticking me up just like a sick pin all day long. Then he finally decided to say, well, listen, I need to go get somebody else because I can't get it done.
Oh, man.
After you done jacked both my arms all up, right? And then the lady, she comes in and says, oh, so we having some problems? I'm like, listen, I don't know. I've just been laying here. And she's been sticking needles in this arm, sticking needles in that arm, whatever else.
So what was your attitude level like? Because I know how you get.
I kept it on a good level, man. I had to because there were some pretty girls.
Oh, I'm sure there was some pretty girls.
There was some pretty girls. And then my wife, yeah, I'm going to put you out there, Rebecca.
Hey, dude, what are you doing over there?
She said, up there, I don't know, he's dropping stuff, man. You see?
She's everywhere.
But she swore up and down that the ladies was flirting with me. Oh, I was flirting with them.
Let's just get this correct.
Okay, let's get it right.
She said you were flirting with the nurses.
I think I was having a general conversation with these ladies.
I'm sure you did.
That's normal, you know? Hell, too bad I couldn't wish them Happy Independence Day.
Here's the point you got to pass on to your young Padawan over here.
Okay.
Right?
Okay,
who's half your age and got two kids and wants two more. It doesn't matter what you think you're doing.
Right.
It matters what she thinks you're doing.
She's saying, when you going to do it,
so when she says that you're doing it and you disagree, that's the quickest way of those two dreaded words.
Yeah, dude.
What are those two dreaded words?
Shit, you got to help me out.
Child support.
Yes.
You don't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, man.
You don't want nothing to do with it.
You still don't. Not in the state of Indiana.
Figure out.
Because I'm going to tell you, they ain't in your corner when it comes to a man. Shoot, you gonna tell the judge, you gonna say, well, what does that leave me? That leaves your ass back out there to go to work. That's where it leaves you.
Figure out where we're going. We'll be right back with Slow Jams with Hester.
All day he cries. Hello.
Welcome back. Slow Jams with Hester.
Here we go, right
episode
here.
Episode 2. Continuing to roll on.
Coming on with Slow Jams.
Branch.
Yep.
Richardson. Yes. Spangler.
And Slow Jams with Hester in the house. Oh.
It's you.
Get into my car.
Oh, no. Get it. Oh, man. This is what you think.
That's what I said That's what I said.
Oh.
I had a week and a half of not having to worry about it.
Damn. Listen to that. All day long, man.
Okay.
And what happened? Huh? I get so back, right? Go ahead.
We get in the car last night.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Yes, you did.
We go to our very first spot.
Very first spot.
And we go to leave that spot, and what happens, Max?
Well, man.
First of all, who is driving?
Oh, man. Hester's driving.
Okay, whoa. And who's in the back seat?
And we put that out on Instagram. I put Hester's driving on purpose. To give us some material,
right.
And he did not disappoint.
No, I have to stand ground on that one. You was right on that.
First place we go, what happens, Max?
Well, let's just say that Hester wears glasses for a reason. And there is a thing that my dad used to say to me. He said, "Boy, are you driving by Braille? You feel everything before you make the turn. What did you run over?
Over your steering wheel, huh?"
It's called driving by Braille.
Oh, well, you know what? I think, hey, listen, I got an answer for that question. See, first, remember, we talking about driving. Mind you, I got branch to my left backing up, right?
Oh,
so we all, anybody don't know where the headlights is at. They got to search for the reverse button.
It's
my responsibility to get my position and all the people I'm responsible for that's riding my vehicle.
Oh,
Frankie,
man.
And Max.
No.
Okay?
You can't hand me out the draw like that.
I have
you just said reverse this button.
Listen.
You said reverse button.
Reverse button. That's what it is. Okay? I pulled up out of the way so he can get his car turned around.
No. I have plenty of room. Listen, I have plenty of room to back out.
For some strange reason, Max, my front right tire rolled up over a small...
I felt every inch of that curve.
I heard
my ass. Small inch. That big yellow curve under my ass.
Let's just cut the bullshit. You ran over a big-ass yellow curve, man.
Freshly painted a yellow curve.
And all you heard was...
Oh, man.
Did I do that?
Hey,
you kind of cooled off the rest, you know. We were kind of doing good.
Whoa.
And then we get to McDonald's.
Okay, now, oh, man.
We get to McDonald's.
Hey, I gotta tell this one.
We get stuck in McDonald's for a while.
Woo.
We go to leave. And you just turn right.
Where are you going? I'm following them. They haven't left yet.
They were behind us.
Hey, listen.
I told Hassan,
y'all gotta help me, man. Man, this I could have swore you was already down the street. That's what made me pull out on the road, and Spangles in the back seat says, "Hey, man, that's not them." I'm like, man, this I see.
Even our car, it was
a white car, man.
The thing was like blue. It wasn't even anywhere close.
Next thing I know, Spangles was like, "Hey, man, give us about 5 minutes. We gotta turn around, come back."
Oh my.
And then that's when I realized you guys were still on the lot, man. Because I swore up and down, you guys left me. You know, y'all just left us standing there.
You know what? You left me more than I left you yesterday. Every time I look back, I'm like, where did they go?
I was behind you, man.
Brains don't have a lot of to talk, man, because
no.
The three of us were in a car.
Oh, that was last night, mind you. You witness. Okay, listen, go ahead. Get him, Spank.
You and Haas were in a car. We were on the interstate. And you about sideswiped me.
So then,
I was in the lane right next to you. Like, they had to take evasive action to get out of the way.
Tell him, how come he didn't see that?
Listen, sideswipe. I'm about to stay to my lane.
I just want to know, Spank, tell him, how come he didn't see that vehicle?
Because his cheekbones. His cheekbones were in the way.
Leave my inheritance.
His cheekbones blocked his peripheral vision.
You know what? Now that you say that, it kind of
is.
I don't care what we do. Every
time
it comes back to driving.
every time. Woo, we're running out of songs.
Man, roll us into our last song that we're going to do.
Our last song. We're going to bust on out here with the old Disco Kid.
Disco Kid.
Boy. And everybody's always loving this shit. Disco Kid. Who was he?
Was a friend of mine.
He was a friend of mine and Spanky's. I'm Disco Kid, by the way. Yeah. What he used to do all the time?
Drank whiskey.
Look, whiskey and wine. And he did what else? Okay. So what did he do most of the time, Nate? He said on the border, Spank. On the border.
Real great.
Mac down. That's what he said. Mac down. Listen. Mac down. They're feeding us out the can. Who like peanuts? Raise your hand. Everybody, who like peanuts? You like peanuts and peanut butter, right?
Peanut butter.
Yeah. Okay. Outlaws.
Getting quiet in here, fellas.
I'm about to ask you, what did this song come from, man?
It was just that it had that reggae beat to it. And I figured it'd be like, hey, you know.
Huh? I thought you was gonna sound something into it again.
Nah, it was just a reggae beat, really. Slow jams with Hester coming to you slow. I mean, really slow. Hey, listen here. W1010SJW8.
In the house. All day. Right.
What did that say?
W1010SWJH.
Slow jams with Hester.
All day he cried. So we think, Frank, we're going to get ready to go ahead and,
I think we are getting ready to go ahead and wrap this version up, this episode of Slow Jams with Hester up. You want to give me a little Hill Street over there? We got a couple things to discuss. We got some Slow Jams with Hester merchandise.
Swag.
We got some swag. We got
yes, indeed.
T-shirt, sweatshirt, a women's shirt, and a sticker. Yes, and it's all on, what's that called?
Teespring.
It's on Teespring.
Teespring, y'all hear that?
So if you go on our Twitter account, which is @HesterSlow, we posted something on Twitter, and there's a link in there where you can go, and T-shirts are $20. I mean, it's a pretty reasonable price. T-shirts, $20. Sweatshirts, $40.
Right.
And I think the sticker's $5.
So, you know, you feel free, whenever you're able to, go ahead and get you one of those, you know. Fit right in with us. You'll be just like family, right? I'll be on your chest side, but I'll be in your head and my voice in your mind. However that came out.
Oh, okay, so we talked about your audition at Travelocity. It didn't go so well.
No, it didn't.
Right? Okay, so once again, we talked about how here at Slow Jams with Hester, we got a budget.
Yeah.
Right. And our budget committee is continually trying to find places to send you. Right?
Yeah.
And I know you asked about, you know, well, some, you know, you want somebody else to go with you. We just can't afford it.
I understand.
So it's well, you.
I can get to eat last time. I understand why.
It's
I'm
you and
serious.
You alone. So now we. You told me you liked it so much in South Lake, Texas.
Okay.
We've booked you back on a flight to Texas.
Okay.
But now you're going to Mesquite, Texas.
Mesquite. All right.
Okay. You know what's in Mesquite, Texas?
No, you got. Hey, inform me on that.
In Mesquite, Texas is like one of the world's largest rodeos.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, then that's
one of
cool.
The world's largest rodeos.
Yeah. So
what we have signed you up for.
Okay.
Right. It is the World Championships of the National Midget Bull Riders Association of America.
Heifers.
So let me say that again.
There you go again.
That is the National Midget Bull Riders Association of America. Now here's the difference. Normal sized dudes ride bulls.
Like, where
all these dudes and you ride Great Danes.
He's gonna put me on those damn dogs, man.
Great Danes that they wrap around and then put a spur in there. So
I don't know about this thing.
You gotta go down. We gotta get you over.
Come on, man.
Listen, I booked your flight for tomorrow instead of tonight.
I gotta be fitted too.
We gotta get you a pair of custom chaps.
Oh boy. Yes.
Right? The normal size chaps are way too long for you.
Man.
So we got you a pair of assless chaps that
you're
gonna get.
There you go.
And you're gonna go down to Mesquite, Texas, and be involved in the midget rodeo. It's the world championship.
That's cool, man. Well, I'm gonna find out what happens when I ain't. I'll have a report when we get back. Okay.
I expect you to make 8 seconds. That's what I expect you to do.
Look, I mean, I probably can hold on for 8 seconds.
Right? Right.
That's a full ride. 8 seconds.
Right.
Ass out.
Ass all the way out.
So, door man.
So listen. Thanks for listening.
And we feel you out there. Thank you for listening to Slow Jazz with Hester and the crew.
This is episode 2. I go back and listen to episodes like the whole 2 weeks, man. I've been listening to episodes. So I hope you guys enjoy it. If you do, drop us a note on Twitter or something, and watch out for posts for us on Instagram, Twitter. Anything else, boys? Am I missing?
Yeah, let's say thank you for the guys out there to be helping us out when we can. Yeah. You know who you are. We ain't forgot about you. We've been gone for a minute, but look us up again because we back at you. Slow Jams with Hester.
Ain't no stopping us now, right?
None.
Hopefully, we'll get back in the groove here, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks. So, other than that, you've been listening to episode 2 of Slow Jams with Hester.
Peace.
Peace out.
We're out.